We are on the bottom of page 30. We are on page 31, finishing Siman Ches today. Rezrat Hashem. Just one thing before we start, and that is when you're already taking off your tzitzis and something like that, in terms of making a new bracha, we only are discussing where, let's say you're taking off and putting back on the same pair of tzitzis. Anytime you're going to be switching pairs of tzitzis, anytime you're bringing a new pair of tzitzis on, for sure, if as long as your kavanah was not to be putting on it the second pair when you made the bracha on the first pair, so then you're going to make a new bracha. If you switch your tzitzis before Shabbos, let's say, to a Shabbos pair of tzitzis, let's say, you make a new bracha on that. Anytime you're switching a pair of tzitzis during the daytime, you're going to make a new bracha on that, and then we're getting back to Bezrat Hashem also again today. You took off your talis with kavanah to put it back in or not to put it in. Now the talis falls off. You're in the middle of dying, your talis just falls off like sometimes it slips off. You're going to have to make a new bracha on the talis. But that's only if the whole talis fell off. I mean, one of the cool, like one of the shoulder straps fell on. Even though the Mishnah Berurah does bring down Chokim over here, it's Kavan Memalva Tazi Rabbah Chokim Azeh. Become a Gagra Mitzal Zivrei Ataz. Nevertheless, that is generally how we paskin over here. If you still have part of it on, you are not going to make a bracha, and even on the whole bit. Okay, Nafla Talisa. We have to remember back in the day, you used to wear the talis more often than just Miuchad for Tzviwa. Therefore, now their garment. Therefore, if it fell off, it was like it's Azla Mitzvah, so the mitzvah stopped. Okay, however, Shlomo Zalman right, brought down over here in the Dior Mapple Sark, Levarak, Marina, Rabbein, 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 when we put our talis there, usually our kavan is, I want to wear it now, until the end of tefillah. It's like specific kavan during this whole period of time, I want to have it on. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, l'fikach nafla b'socha tefillah. Therefore, if it falls out off in the middle of tefillah, okay, middle of tefillah, ein tzarech la'asor u'levarech. You're not going to have to go back and make a new bracha again on it. That's the position of Shlomo Zalman, that even if the towel falls off in the middle of davening, you are not going to have to put it back on. You're not going to have to make a bracha on it. There's a very similar svara in Hilchos Tefillin. Simin kafei, if katam mem dal, the gabei tefillin, if it's nishmat mekomo. Okay, it doesn't fall off, chas v'shalom, but it moves out of its place by itself. A very similar svara from the shalom that you have from during davening, you're not going to have to make a new bracha. That is connected to what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says over here. Okay, it talks about over here. According to the man, the Shulchan Aruch, you do have to make a bracha. Falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So someone sees it and they go and put it on his back while he's still davening. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, he would make a new bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. He would have to be Mashiach Shemoneh. He would pick up the tzitzis and make the bracha on it because that's what he would have to. According to once again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he would hope no new bracha is needed, and that's how we pass in halacha l'maisa. Sif tezad. Halan bit talisa. Belila. Someone who sleeps in a thousand night over bed, more logically, sleeps in the tzitzis tonight. Tzarech levarech alav aboker. He says you make a new bracha in the morning on the tzitzis. Afim lo pshato, even though you never took them off. New bracha is required. And he says, "V'tovla mashmish b'bishad bracha." That would be a good thing. Once again, any time you make your bracha, we're after the tzitzis are already on you. All those times are going to say it's you're supposed to be mashmish b'yivar. You pick up the tzitzis a little bit, and you make a bracha on them. Before we get more, I'll explain this halacha in a second. Let's just finish off over here the Roma. V'chein yasemi shalovish talisa kodem shiar yom. The same thing would be, okay, time most often is during the time of slichos, and people sometimes put on their talis too early than it's before. The time of tzitzis, or even over here, he's talking about before lunch, the shachar, he can't make a bracha. That means if he's already wearing his towels before the zman, when it comes to the zman, he want to make the bracha on it, you go ahead and once again, you mamash beishbo, ooh, you bark. We generally wait to put the towels on until this regular zman, but if he puts it on before the zman, he's going to be mamash beishbo, you bark. Now the pashas over here, what the mechaber is saying over here is you sleep in your tzitzis, you go and you wake up in the morning, you would have to require a new bracha. The pashas would be, this is according to the shita of the Rambam, that laila lazman tzitzisu, that even if you wear a daytime begad at nighttime, you're never chayiv in tzitzis bechlal, and therefore when you sleep at nighttime, the mitzvah is gone, and therefore when the mitzvah comes back, it's like you're like almost re-putting it on, therefore we require a new bracha in the morning. That would be the pashas. But it happens to be that even the other opinion in Tshuva Sarash, which is the opposite of hope, that a daytime begad, the reason why we wear tzitzis at night is because we hold it like we are the machmir for the sheet of the rush, that a daytime banquet is chayiv at night. And therefore, according to him, the mitzvah didn't leave. He didn't leave at this point. Therefore, l'chore, he would say, you would not make a new bracha. You're wearing the tzitzis the whole time. It's like all day you wear your tzitzis. So it's over, you would not require a bracha. Nevertheless, in Tshuvas HaRosh HaTzai, he says you'd also require a new bracha. Perhaps the svara being is because since then you're sleeping, you don't have das at all, and you're like a shoti. Like, therefore, it's like when you wake up in the morning, it's like a new mitzvah. Also, even though all night long, we'll discuss about sleeping and sitzes and stuff like that, and nighttime back and daytime back later on. But this is the talk over here. He says not to make a, he says yes to make a new bracha in the morning. Nevertheless, comes the Bach and other achronim brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says over here, the Yeshchokim is at the first line of Pesikot Membeik. They say, interesting, because the Tshuva Rosh doesn't say like this, but within the sheet that it holds, that a daytime banquet is chayiv at night, when he's wearing the tzitzis all night, he has the mitzvah upon him, therefore, since yom chayiv af alayla, that makes us both. Therefore, because the tzavik brachos, do not make a bracha on your tzitzis when you wake up in the morning if you slept in them. Therefore, what I recommend for someone who sleeps in the tzitzis, we'll talk again later on, good thing to sleep in your tzitzis. Why some people sleep in their tzitzis? Why it might be a good thing? If someone sleeps in their tzitzis, the best thing to do is have two beers. Someone wears a talus, you have no problem. You go out when you make a tzibach on your talus, you go, come on the tzitzis also, and you don't have any problems once you start wearing a talus. But before you wear a talus, the other problem over here is a suffix bracha. And you're passing over here, according to Mishnah Berurah, suffix bracha, you're not going to end up making a bracha on the tzitzis, where many hold that you should be making a bracha on the tzitzis. So what should you do? The best thing to have is two pairs of tzitzis. Wear one tzitzis from the morning, sleep in them that night, and in the next morning switch to the second pair of tzitzis, because anytime, once again, you switch from one pair of tzitzis to other pair of tzitzis, you're always going to make a new bracha. That's the best thing that I recommend for someone who has, who wants to sleep in their tzitzis, to switch every morning. Okay, that's in terms of sleeping in tzitzis. So l'maisa, if you only have one pair of tzitzis, you sleep in them, we hold not to make a bracha. Okay, if you took them off, and you knew you're going to put them right back on, you're trying to do a trick, that's also not going to help either, because you're putting them back on right afterwards. Okay? So, but that's by sleeping at night. What about a daytime nap? You want to take a nap during the day? So it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah, end of Sifkat Membeis, second to last line, he says, Hayashayim Bayom, Shnat Sarayim, who makes them out of the Talos Kadim, he takes those vitsitsis to never take an afternoon nap. Yesh Dayat and Apokim, is this considered a Hesach Hadass or not? They take him up when I go to sleep. Okay? Therefore, the correct thing to do, the best thing to be would be to cover yourself during sleep. Okay? And then after, then you put it on, you would not need a bracha lukule avos. The best thing is to sleep in them, or at least drape them over your blanket while you're sleeping, so therefore they're upon you. See, when you put them on, you would not have to make a bracha. Okay? The best, that's what you're supposed to do. If you didn't listen over here, and you did not sleep in your tzitzis, l'maisa, sabashem, rovul yashem, and say for Asher Ha'ish, that you would hold that really mikra to din, it would be a hetzach hadas, and you would have to make a new bracha when you put them on again. But once again, if you sleep during the daytime, you should be wearing your tzitzis. Last halacha on the simen, nischasa bebege shuchayim betzitzis, lohitzibo tzitzis, if you cover yourself in a bege that is chayim and tzitzis, and you do not put on tzitzis, you have a four-corner garment, and you don't have tzitzis, or for that matter, if you have puzzle strings of tzitzis, bitzel mitzvah tzitzis, you're mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis, it's called a bitzel mitzvah asay, it is not good idea, that is a very bad thing. We are going to stop over here today. Everyone have a great day, have a great Shabbos.